Welcome back to Foreman and Wolf on Food and Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And you know, the whole time we were talking to James Fry from Oregon, all I'm thinking is every time I've gone out there, someone always shows up at one of the restaurants that I go to with a giant, like, basket of morels or a giant basket of
wonderful
chanterelles or something. It's just all the mushrooms they have to cook.
That's great. Oh, we're having pretty serious mushroom foraging happening right now locally. I guess we've just had so much rain. It's
proving to be a pretty
prolific time. Yeah. So, I saw the mushrooms that Julian had, and they couldn't have been more lobstery looking. I mean, the colors were just gorgeous.
We've taken some of the bigger pieces of some of the chicken of the woods, and we put them on the wood grill at the end of the night last night to smoke them a little bit.
Oh, nice. Yum.
And then we're going to just lay just like very thin pieces of filet mignon on the smoked mushroom.
That sounds good.
And just warm it in the pizza oven for a second.
Love
just
a
to take a little
grill.
Chill off. Mm-hmm. And good oil and some Sicilian oil cured olives. Should be worthwhile. I'm making myself upset. I'm really hungry.
All right.
So mushrooms. Well, anyway, we're live today, and we have a series of wine growers from different places in the world talking about harvest, what it's like for them, what their season is like. We're in that time of the year in Maryland, but it's for wine growers, it's that critical time of the year. And we have, should be on the line, an old friend, Enzo Brezza, from the Piedmont in northwest Italy, literally from the town of Barolo. His family's been making Barolo for a long time, so I'll let him tell the story there. But Enzo, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Enzo. How are you?
Good. And you?
Good.
Really well. I'm missing your mom's agnolotti, I'll tell you what. amazing. So we're talking to people about harvest time right now. We just spoke to someone in Oregon who told us what was happening there. So please tell us what's happening in the Barolo zone at harvest this year.
Yeah, in the Barolo zone is going very well. We finish really on Friday with the Nebbioli for Barolo, and was a very good vintage, very nice in quantity and in quality. Is quite nice also the quantity, excellent vintage. We have a very good summer. A little bit hot in the end of July, but the grapes now where I pick is really looks perfect. There's not too much acidity, very nice perfume, very nice color. Maybe the best grape is the Barbera, but also the Nebbiolo is excellent. Really, all the grapes, from the white to the red, it's really look perfect.
That's great to hear. Congratulations. You must be so happy.
Yeah. So what was different about harvest of your cruise in Barolo this year?
The different about the cruise, the different cruise?
Yeah.
But all it show well, very well. Maybe even better, a little bit more like east exposition, more sun of the morning, more a little bit more cold vineyards. Because it's a little bit problem was in the end of July with a little bit some burn grapes by the sun because it was very warm and very high temperature, but we select, we all picking, like all the producer in the area, all picking by hand. It's a lot of selection, and we take off this. But in general, was a little bit better in the, a little bit more cold microclimate.
So the
For the different Canubi is more east, is a little bit more a little bit more cold sun, the sun of the morning. For example, Sarmazzi is a little bit more west, but still very nice tannin, very nice color. I think, for example, in 2014 was better vintage in the Barbaresco area. Barbaresco have a little bit lower yields, a little bit more warm area. It was better in a cold vintage like 2014. In 2015, I'd say it's better in the Barolo areas in general. But in general, it was fantastic in really all the place around Piemonte. It was really nice.
How is the quality of the other grapes? You said the Barbera is very strong.
Yes.
How about the Dolcetto and the Fresa?
The Dolcetto is really dark in color, very nice, and nice body. For example, last year, I like very much, I sell now the 2014 vintage for the Dolcetto. It's really perfect, but more light in style, in the color, in the taste. But really, for an everyday wine, is really, really fantastic. Like the Dolcetto are in the past, more light and fresh, more like everyday like wine. But also, yes, 2015 was a little bit more strong, more complex, more dark in the color, and smell of more intense. It's really, really a good vintage for all the grape in general. In general, it was really, really fantastic. And we are now, the Nebbiolo is in fermentation. It's going very well, the fermentation. Looks a little bit more low in acidity, for example, from last year, the different. But this make a very nice balance. Nice tannin. And very, very good. It's going, all the fermentation already. The Dolcetto is already finished, the first fermentation, the alcoholic fermentation. Start soon, I think, I hope, in Malolactic. The Barbera is already done, also the Fresa. The Chardonnay was the first. And we now, in fermentation, we have the Nebbiolo, and going very well. We do just natural fermentation, even for the white wine, and it's going very well. A little bit more high in alcohol than, for example, 2014, but still in a very well balance. All the wine going dry, and it's going well. Yes.
So for folks who
for us, 2015 was the first vintage for us. We are certificate official organic.
Oh wow!
Because we started in 2010. But officially with the paper we started in 2012, and we are certificate for this vintage because need 3 years of conversion in Europe to be certificate organic, and we are very happy.
Sure, that's great.
So that's congratulations. So
thank you.
So for people that are not that familiar with Brezza and Piemonte, you've named some of the different grapes that are being done. Take a moment, and so are there white wines that you make? You said Chardonnay.
I make the Chardonnay. The Chardonnay was really the first variety, like French variety, really planted in the Lange area, because Lange area is famous for red wine. The white wine is just for complete, really, the range of wine, to have one white wine. In the Lange, the people... really go for the is a lot of I think connection in between Burgundy and Piemont, a lot of similarity. For example, if you compare two big red wine area from Italy, from France, like Piemont and Tuscany, or like Burgundy and Bordeaux in France, it's more easy to compare like Piemont to Burgundy, because it's small family winery, it's more single grape wine, and more like Tuscany to Bordeaux, to the Bordeaux area. And really the first grape in the area, in the Lange, not the local grape, was really the Chardonnay. We plant like 24 years ago already, and we make fresh Chardonnay, stainless steel, no malolactic. Really, Italian style of the white wine, no oak.
And so the range of red wines, the Nebbiolos are Brolo zoned Nebbiolo, so they're called Brolo.
Yes.
And then you have how many cru vineyards, how many of the special vineyards in Brolo?
For our winery?
Yes.
Or in the total area?
For Barolo.
Barolo area.
It's Sarmassa and Canubi, yes?
We have for our cellar. Yes, we have Castellero, Canubi, and Sarmazza. And some year we make a selection, a Barolo Riserva, Sarmazza Vigna Bricco. It's a selection of the Sarmazza vineyards. It's very south part of these vineyards, like in a little bit like the crest of the hill. And it's called Sarmazza Vigna Bricco. We make a Riserva. We sell just after 6 years from the harvest.
And so, for people to use Barolo, Dolcetto, Barbera, the most important grapes from Piemonte, what are the best dishes for these wines?
But the Dolcetto normally is very good with. Also with meat and pasta, but more, for example, in Piemont we use more with the starter. If we have a big Piemont menu, normally we start with the Dolcetto for like a veal with tuna sauce or veal with anchovies. There's a lot of combination in Piemont in the food with fish and meat together. And after, for the first course, for the pasta or made pasta, like yellow pasta, we use more like with eggs. We use more Barbera. For the second course, for the meat, for the game, we use more Barolo, more Nebbiolo grape. But yes, the Dolcetto, you can start and finish in a normal day. It's a everyday wine.
Is there a favorite? Besides the restaurant in the Brezza's hotel there, what is there a favorite chef or is there a favorite restaurant that people should visit when they come to see you?
Eh?
When people come to see you, is there a favorite restaurant or chef that they should come and see?
But is many good restaurants in the area. It's really is a very high style of kitchen. Still, also in the normal trattoria or osteria is a very good food. In Barolo, for example, we have La Cantinetta. Is a very good restaurant, or also La Cantinella. But many we have in Piemont. Really, we have. Not just like the osteria and like a trattoria, but we have more high concentration of Michelin star than all of Italy. We have also many restaurants like three. We have one in Alba, three star Michelin star. We have different in the commune around with one Michelin star. Quite a nice kitchen and a very various kitchen, because we have in Piemont is a very like continental climate, very warm in the summer, very cold in the winter. The season is very distinct every season, and the food change with the season. For example, now is the moment of the white truffles, and we have a lot of mushroom also. It's not really this year the more high crop, especially for the white truffles, is still in low quantity because we have a very dry summer. Normally for the truffle need a little bit more water in July, but now is arrived some rain, and I think maybe it's going better for the season, for the end of the season, like end of October, early November, also for the white truffles.
That sounds very, very tempting. I love traveling there, and I hope that people will. I hope they come and see you. Enzo Brezza, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, yeah. Enzo.
And
well,
I hope,
a pleasure.
I hope to see you soon at your house, not here.
Yes.
Very good. And so that was Enzo Brezza from the Brezza Winery in Barolo. When we come back on Formula Wolf on Food and Wine, we'll have one more live interview with winemaker Rosalba Vitanza from the County Zone on WYPR.